Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a misconception actually, and also is an objection raised by people, and they say that why is worship made obligatory at all? Why is it not left to the discretion of a person to do as much worship as he wants? So the objection is, or the misconception is, that as far as form of worship is concerned, that's, for example, there is a certain form of praying, there's another whole structure and form of how to fast and how to offer the Umrah or the Hajj. So as far as the form is concerned, they say, okay, this does make sense, but why is worship made, a certain quantity of worship has been made obligatory and this another quantity is made optional. So why is it the whole quantity of worship not left to the individual to decide? Because worship basically is a sentiment which is directly related to one's own emotions, the emotions of civility and humility which arises in a person for the Almighty. So why did the Almighty chose to limit the expression of these emotions in certain acts of worship and in certain quantities of those acts, in a certain magnitude? So the argument would go that, for example, if a person does want to worship the Almighty, then it should be his own discretion to ascertain the number of, for example, rakats he should pray, the number of fasts he should keep, or the amount of wealth that you should spend. Now, it needs to be understood, I'm trying to answer this objection and this misconception, that it needs to be understood at the outset that human nature is prone to extremes. So if you leave certain matters to human nature, either it'll end up going to one extreme and it'll be overindulgent in that matter, or it'll end up in the other extreme and it'll be underindulgent in that matter, and you'll find the person totally avoiding it. So precisely to discipline the human soul, precisely to make it follow a certain order, that this worship quantity or magnitude has been fixed. Otherwise, had it been left to the discretion of an individual, we would have found many people ending up worshipping all the time that they have in their life, and they would just forsake this world, and then they would end up worshipping the Almighty. And we have seen this in the history of various other religions where this quantity and magnitude had not been fixed, that people would go to that extreme, that they would just totally forsake the world, their other responsibilities. Similarly, there would be other people who would totally try to avoid worship, or, for example, do it at a very minimum level. On the other hand, we know that worship is something which connects us, which cements our relationship with the Almighty. It establishes our relationship with the Almighty, and this is absolutely essential for our own spiritual existence. We have a material existence, of course. For that, we need to nourish our bodies, but to nourish our soul and our spirit, we need this fodder, and this fodder comes through the relationship that we have with the Almighty. So the beauty of Islamic worship rituals is that although the quantity has been fixed, there is a fixed quantity which the Almighty requires from us, but again, the Almighty has been kind to us and gracious to us, and he has told that as far as this quantity is concerned, this amount is concerned, this is something which is required for all human beings who profess faith in him, and it is obligatory on them. However, after that, if a person has time, if he has the means, then of course comes the issue of optional worship rituals. So, for example, the minimum level has been fixed so that this can cater for all kinds of people who have all kinds of dispositions. They are told that they must limit themselves to this necessary requirement of worship rituals. And if they have time and resources after that, then it is up to them. They can, of course, take out time and do more. But as far as the Almighty is concerned, he will not hold a person accountable if he does not, for example, do something which is over and above the obligatory. As far as the obligatory form of worship is concerned, as long as a person is doing that, the Almighty will not hold him responsible over and above that. Of course, over and above that is something which is a person's own discretion, his own choice. And if he chooses to worship more, then of course he can do so. But he has been told by the Almighty that there is a certain level that has been fixed, and that is obligatory. And fixing that is essential, because in the absence of that determination, in the absence of marking that frontier, marking that particular border, people would have easily crossed that and would have ended up worshipping, as I said, either in overindulging in worship or underindulging in worship. So The answer to this question is that worship has been made obligatory, a certain amount of worship has been made obligatory, so that human nature, which is prone to extremes, does not end up in these extremes. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.